I just broke the news that to Leroy about Brooks Koepka coming back to the PGA. He was unaware.
No, I knew he was coming back. I didn't know about the $5 million.
Yeah, he's got to donate $5 million to charity.
Donate.
He's got to donate it. And then there's other stipulations, too. He's, like, ineligible. Who's this reporter? This is...
So they basically...
Dan Rappaport.
Rappaport, yeah.
These are... So it says, Brooks Koepka will play in the Farmers and Waste Management Open. He's back almost immediately with a penalty. He has to pay a $5 million charitable donation. He's ineligible for the player equity program for 5 years, projected $50 million to $85 million-ish in losing earnings.
Right.
And he's ineligible for the 2026 FedEx Cup bonus payout. He is eligible for the President's Cup TGL. What is that?
I guess he makes the President's Cup team.
The President's Cup. That's they do that. And then they do the Ryder Cup.
That's the Timu Ryder Cup.
But no, the President's Cup is worldwide. So you have Japanese players on there. The
Timu Ryder Cup.
The Ryder Cup is only Europe.
That's what I'm saying. It's Timu Ryder Cup.
And then Koepka yesterday, this was his tweet. Says, I want to thank my family and my team for their continued support throughout every step of my professional career. When I was a child, I always dreamed about competing on the tour. Just excited to announce that I'm returning to the PGA Tour. Being closer to home, spending more time with my family makes this opportunity especially meaningful to me. I believe in where the PGA is headed with new leadership, new investors, and an equity program that gives players meaningful ownership stake. I also understand that there are financial penalties associated with the decision. I accept those. I want to thank the fans. Your support means more to me today than it ever has before. I look forward to seeing you soon at the Farmers Insurance Open and the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Also, as part of the punishment, he has to take a punch in the face from Aaron Ekblad.
So it's a weird thing because you're not a part of a team, and the PGA does not pay you to play on tour. All the money that you get from the tour is through the companies that you associate with, and you're winning. So I find it hard to believe that you're getting fined for money that was never given to you, but you earned.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird thing to me. It's not like, okay, if you come back to the NFL, you had a 5-year contract and you left and came back, kind of the Ricky, remember Ricky, when Ricky came back,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not a situation like that. If I'm on tour and I get hurt, so I think who is it? Somebody had back surgery just recently. Justin Thomas had back surgery. So
no, my golf.
So here's the deal. All those tournaments that he's gonna miss, they don't give him nothing.
Yeah.
He don't get status or nothing. If he took a whole year off, he would have to apply for a medical
exemption.
And then, even with the medical exemption, you don't get your tour card. You get the amount of tournaments that you missed. They prorate how much you have to earn to keep your card. So you don't get any they don't give you anything. So how can you then find somebody in a business that you only get what you win?
Is Liv like going in the toilet? Are people out on Liv?
The problem is this. The quality is still not the best players, right? It's some good players, some older players.
You know what's so funny? It's so funny how similar the PGA is to UFC. I mean, obviously PGA players get paid a lot better, but it's funny how like...
Not really.
Well, some. I mean, at the best.
Some. The best.
The best of the best get paid a lot better.
Didn't they merge? Didn't they merge like a couple of
years ago? I thought they were getting together.
No,
no. I was confused.
That's all stuff that they said.
Those are PR?
Yeah.
But it's funny. Like, there's always, like, you know, some upstart promotion comes up. They make a splash, and then it like, kind of fizzles out, and it goes back to the UFC. But the UFC doesn't have any of this, like, revenue for the fighters, you know? And that's part of what I think people would like to see. Like, so it says this returning membership policy only applies to players who have won a major since 2022, which is Koepka, Jon Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Who's Smith? I don't know who Smith
is. Oh, and part of the reason why that is because they would get money out of that pot. That's why that time frame is there.
Gotcha.
So Brooks Koepka has five majors, and if it's within that time frame, he would get money.
Piece of pie.
Right. Okay. So they took him out of that piece of pie. That's fine because he got paid way more than y'all were going to give him anyway. That's called business. But all the other stuff, donating $5 million. $5 million from who? You didn't pay him nothing. If they had given him money, if this program had started and they had given him money and then he left, that's a different conversation. And saying he's not eligible for this year to get any of that pot, yeah, I could get that. But to find the man $5
million? Mm. Aaron in Sunrise wants to talk about this.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Woo! Vlad dumped that. He'd be appropriate when you call in, Aaron. Let's get to our headlines here, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit them today at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. As tonight, you got a lot of hoops action. We got some college hoops action with the Hurricanes.
I'm not ready for them yet.
You should be.
I know.
Well, just give it a little peeky. Peeky poo.
Listen, I've been watching Panthers.
Yep.
The Heat, you give me a halftime.
Right, they don't matter, Leroy.
Huh?
They don't matter.
The Heat?
Yeah, Heat Panthers don't matter right now. It's all about the orange and green.
No, I understand that, but he's talking about basketball.
I'm just saying it's very impressive what he's doing.
Who, Jay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We talking about basketball. We ain't talking
but
about
still
football.
Even with that, it's like, yeah, we'll wait after
that. Yeah, I just need some stuff to watch. I'm just like, hey, I'll tune it in. Plus, I hate Notre Dame. You, when you were coming in, did you hear what they did?
What they do?
How embarrassing that is.
They showed the episode of
they showed their quitting episode.
Oh yeah.
And their coach, how proud he was of them quitting.
Yeah.
If
that came with a $7.5 million check,
right,
instead of a $2 million check, your school would have thought differently.
We would have been all pop-tarted up.
Yeah. No, I mean, if they would have went to like. You know, what are the big bowls now?
That was the big bowl. That's what they turned down.
Pop-Tart.
Oh,
yeah. You know we'd be throwing Pop-Tarts at
them. Love the Golden Toaster.
I mean, like, it's...
Imagine
it's,
that.
It's terrible. Like, I don't understand why more people don't have a problem with grown-ass men showing kids and young men that it's okay to be whiny and little babies and Karens.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we, like, promoting that?
Yeah.
At least Cam Ward had the decency to show up to the Pop-Tart Bowl and give you a half of ass kicking.
But that was, you know what? In fairness to Cam and Mario Cristobal,
mm-hmm.
they talk about that before the game. That was the plan before the game. Don't all of a sudden, everybody tried to make it something that it wasn't. No other quarterback that won the Heisman would even play in that game.
We got some injury updates yesterday from Mario Cristobal. Here he was on
Bubble Guts.
A lot of people had the flu, apparently. A lot of people had the flu, so getting their fluids in. But
stay hydrated, champ.
Mezidor, of course, were worried about his elbow, but Mario says he should be good to go.
Well, from an injury standpoint, I believe we're coming out a lot like we went into last game. I know a couple guys skimped out of the game. Mezidor's in great condition. He hurt his elbow for a second, and he's already full throttle. Ahmad Moten was full throttle today. What was the other one? I know OJ came out. Lofton would be the one that's in question. That would be the one that was in question. But aside from that, actually, I feel really good about the rest.
Yeah, Lofton took that crack over the middle.
Hey.
Hmm?
Mario.
Hmm?
Brother. When he said Mezidor hurt his elbow for a second, I thought we were going to have to life flight him out of the stadium.
Dude, it was brutal.
Right?
Dude. Was no, time out. No. We're talking about his arm, right?
Yeah.
The arm that did the people's elbow to the helmet.
Yep.
Yes.
And then got Yokozuna slammed.
Yep. Yes.
Squash slammed on by the offensive lineman.
Yes.
And he just got a little.
He said, Mario said, yeah, he hit his elbow for a couple of seconds. I'm like, no, dude, he was on the ground. The right side of his body wasn't
limp.
Moving.
It went limp.
He was like.
He did come back. Wait, I can't believe he came back in that game, though.
2 plays later.
Wait. Did anybody think he was coming back to that game when you saw them go out on the field?
No, I thought he was done.
I thought he was done.
I was thinking maybe he might be a late first round pick now because his shoulders
are
2 days later, he's back in trying to take down Chambliss.
Dude, I'm telling you, Mezidor, because all this talk has been about Bane, and Bane's going to be in the first round easily. But Mezidor, like, if Mezidor is thinking about, I got a couple sacks in this Mendoza.
Want to tell me what stupid scouts going to do? Want to tell me what stupid scouts going to do?
Tell me.
Why they would take Mezidor over Bane?
Why? Arms.
Oh, that's it. No, dude, you laughing.
I'm not laughing.
I'm being serious. They're going to do this right here. Oh, we like Mezidor's reach. That's it. That's how they do talent. I'm like, when are we going to start watching games?
Listen, you don't need to worry about his wingspan when it comes to Reuben Bane. All you have to do is when he folds his hands and he blesses you.
And this,
I did that the other day.
Oh, you blessed somebody?
No, I took a chicken wing. Look at that wingspan.
Oh man, that's messed up. That's fine.
Everybody was like, "What the hell's wrong with you? Look at that. That's a first rounder right there."
Oh, look at you, man.
Then I ate him.
Oh man.
Point four. I told him, the flavor made him a late round pick.
Oh, man.
I hate when Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Why are you going to lie to
me? Be honest, Posh.
Garlic wings can kick rocks.
Hell.
Yeah.
They're not that great.
Not that great.
It's regular garlic?
Just garlic, whatever they mix with it.
Lemon.
Parmesan. What do they do? Garlic Parmesan.
Garlic Parmesan.
Those are good.
No, they're not. Okay. No, listen. They overrated.
I always feel like
if you ate garlic wings next to me, I have to crop your ass out of the picture because you smell like garlic, right?
That's fine.
She's not eating garlic with that fancy sweater.
It's not fancy.
Fancy sweater.
By the way, your shirt yesterday was brown.
Thank you. I
saw burgundy, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it was brown.
It was literally
she was Ron
color.
Burgundy.
No, it was brown.
Do you see how it changes in the light?
Maybe we need new monitors in the studio.
New monitors? Yeah,
I wouldn't be shocked by that.
Don't ask for that.
Did you wear a fancy sweater because Leroy wore a fancy sweater yesterday?
I didn't wear a fancy
sweater.
Honestly,
I just grabbed the first thing I saw in my closet.
Nah, you look like you're interviewing somebody.
I'm not. It's
her bangs. Look at her. Her bangs are banging.
You look right now like you ask somebody when they get into one of these glass offices what their 5-year plan is.
You look like an HR. You look like HR right now.
5-year plan. I know what my 5-year plan is.
What would you say would be your biggest valuable to
the my 5-year plan was the same plan I had 5 years ago.
Can I use somebody's glasses? So right before I say it, put my glasses down like so.
Yeah, you look like my high school counselor. Little Vlad, what are you going to do with your life?
Why do you feel like you would be a fit here to the Odyssey family?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. Yeah, but the glasses would be top notch.
I wonder if Lynn asked those questions.
I don't know.
Who?
Lynn.
What, he asked in an interview? I don't know.
Lynn's question is like, can you fill this? Can you cover this shift?
Have you heard of a dump button? Huh? Perfect.
Hey, those 10-2 guys. You got to keep your head on a swivel.
They're all about the hijinks. Love the rats.
No more chaos.
Oh, man. We'll take a break. Miami Dolphins coaching search. We got some updates on that. New candidates. Somebody's in town today. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM.
So... Jennifer, Vlad, I want you to answer this as if you were Tobin. Tobin, you want pizza? What kind of pizza you want? What do you think his answer was?
Are you asking me? You said
Vlad. He's asking.
He's asking you to answer for me.
Yeah, or Vlad.
Okay, ask me again. I forgot the question.
I said, Tobin.
Too busy.
Do you want pizza? What kind of pizza do you want?
Mm. Something with cheese in it.
No.
No.
Meat lovers.
He goes meat. He goes meat.
Come on, bro. That's what happens when
we've known each other for way too long.
Your Honor, the Honorable Judge J. Fig is here.
Were you working on that while I was on?
So you're a meat lover, huh?
I really wanted to. on pizza.
Okay.
Who is it?
Not me.
Not one of these weirdos who like pineapple.
Oh, no, 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 no. Nobody wants no fruit in their pizza.
Very strange.
That's Jennifer weird. Seems like she likes a lot of shrubbery and vegetables on pizza.
You know what?
She loves arugula.
I get insulted when I see arugula in pizza.
Yeah, like with all these fancy pizza places that you spend $7 million for a pizza and there's grass on it with them big tomatoes and the big cheese. Like, melt the cheese! They go, no, this cheese doesn't melt, sir.
So the Miami Dolphins, according to NFL Network today, are going to interview Kevin Stefanski in person for the job. So he will get his first in-person look. Now, there are rules in place for in-person interviews. You're not allowed to interview in person if you're in the playoffs up until a certain point. So in-person interviews cannot begin until January 19th unless a coach is not employed by a team.
He's fired.
He's fired, so he can interview.
Yeah.
He's willy-nilly.
So other coaches like the coach from
the law?
Seattle.
Seattle, right.
He did a virtual interview. He interviewed for the job.
Right. But he still has to get the okay from Seattle.
They get the request in.
Right.
He can't come here to interview in person until after the divisional round.
You know why? Just ask Lane Kiffin.
What Lane got to do with this?
Because he did an interview and took a job before his season was over with.
So if this doesn't feel like it's happening as fast as the GM search, there's a reason for that. The coaching has some more stipulations to it.
I mean, there's a lot of candidates to.
There are a lot of candidates. Yeah. There are 8 candidates so far.
But I would say this also, that I appreciate them taking their time and going through the process, and they have a GM that probably knows the right questions to ask based on what he's going to want to do with the team. And then you got to see what that guy's career has been with the type of team that you're trying to build. So there's that. You know, everybody knew Mike was an offensive guru, so as soon as he came in, they got him offensive weapons, right? What kind of coach, how do you want to build? I think you want to coach closer to Dan Campbell than Mike McDaniel for right now. Simply because, how are you going to build the team right now, inside out?
They requested an interview with Lions defense coordinator Kelvin Shepard, who used to play for the Dolphins. Only 38 years old. It's his first head coaching interview.
Okay.
We know about Shula. The new one that's up there is Chargers defense coordinator Jesse Minter. Who, by the way, I was like, who the hell is Jesse Minter? I didn't know who that was, but I saw on the Hard Rock is taking bets on the Dolphins ex-head coach, which, by the way, shout out to the Hard Rock. I love bets like this. They're starting to get into the fun games of futures. You want the odds?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, of course you do. You want the odds, Vlad?
Come on. You already know. Vladbook.com already.
We got to get some action on this. Jennifer, you want the odds?
Give them to me, man.
All right, so here are the odds for who will be the next Dolphins head coach. And, they took away? Where's the thing?
Oh, no.
They took off the board?
Because Stefanski interviewed today, that's why.
You bastards. Well, I think I have it from yesterday. Hold on.
Nothing pisses you more off than, like, when you were about to lay a bet, and then all of a sudden the odds are gone.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, because you got the right odds that you wanted to lay a wager, and then boom.
Maybe because there's new candidates. Maybe they're going to put it back up. Maybe that's why. But it was up there yesterday. Here's what it was yesterday. All right. The favorite as of yesterday when this was on the board was Jeff Hafley. He was plus 150.
Really? The Green Bay defensive coordinator?
The Green Bay defensive coordinator.
That gave up 25 points in the fourth quarter? Okay.
I know. A lot of people are
Well, you know, that's his boy.
Right.
I told you that last week. He hired him, the GM.
John Harbaugh. This is probably why it's off the board now. John Harbaugh was then second at plus 250.
Yeah, he's New York bound.
He's going to the New York Giants. Vance Joseph, who hasn't got requested, he's plus 400. Clint Kubiak, who has interviewed with the Dolphins virtually, the Seattle Seahawks offensive coordinator, he's plus 800. Then you have Mike McCarthy at plus 800. He also has not been requested as of today.
You know you're going to end up with him, right?
You know, this is probably why. I don't know.
I don't think it's a bad thing if you do end up with
him. He is experienced.
With who?
Mike McCarthy. Look what he did for Dallas.
But here's what I would say. Mike McCarthy is on the same line of coaching as kind of Mike McDaniel, in that he expects players to be pros, and he's an excellent coach, but are we does this team not need a coach with a little fire under their butt to you got to go like
so
to
you change want a defensive coordinator guy?
To change the culture to get everybody like you need almost need
know.
a Dan Campbell type.
I see what you're saying. Right? I liked the idea of the Shepherd. I thought that was kind of cool, but he is super young. I mean, 38 is very young to be a coach, and this is his first interview.
Lane Kiffin, by 38, had his fourth job.
But I thought that was kind of a.
Did he not?
He took over for Glenn because you know he wouldn't took the Jets job.
That's right.
If I had to. I'm somewhere in between Mike McCarthy and Robert Sala.
Well, let me finish the
simply
odds.
Because.
This is probably why they took it off the board. Robert Sala, plus 1,500. I would have smacked that. Should have gotten that yesterday.
Damn. All right. I heard you talking about Robert Sala.
Stefanski, yesterday. By the way, in person. This is another reason.
Vlad don't know firsthand of the issue.
This is definitely why they pulled off the board. Yesterday, Kevin Stefanski, before the in-person interview, plus 1,750.
Yeah, sure. You could have.
Then they got some funsies bets.
What's the funsies bet?
John Gruden plus 2,000.
You can make that plus 20,000.
Brian Flores plus 3,000.
That could be plus 200,000.
And Bill
dollar wins you $1 million.
Bill Belichick is plus 4,000.
All right. Out of those three odds, you have a better chance of getting Bill Belichick to coach.
I would agree with you. Yeah, I would too. I would agree.
Then Brian Flores returning to Miami.
Yeah.
Or John Gruden returning to the NFL just in period.
And yesterday, Minter was plus 850. I think I skipped him. But that, yeah, so that explains why the odds have gone off the board at the Hard Rock. But that's what they were yesterday.
All right. With the love for Robert Sala, your defense will be very good.
But your offense is going to be like your defense.
Your offense is going to be very limited because here's what's going to happen. He's going to hire the guys. He's not going to hire the right guys to me to develop the players, especially the quarterback position. Because what's going to happen is when he's coming in as a new head coach, he's going to have to get his quarterback.
Who were his quarterbacks? He had
so here's what
Zach
happened.
Wilson.
He drafted Zach. He could have kept Sam. He drafted Zach. Because that was
now
his
did
guy.
He make that decision?
That was his. Well, Sam was already drafted already. That was a previous regime,
right?
So when he came in, he could have either kept Sam or traded Sam, which they did, and they got some. They got some good draft capital, and they drafted Zach because that was their guy.
Yeesh.
And it didn't end up very well. The offensive coordinator was Baby LaFleur, Matt LaFleur's brother, and he seems
there's
like
another LaFleur.
Yeah, there's another LaFleur. LaFleur, LaFleur, and it, at the time, it did not seem like he was prepared or ready for that responsibility. But now that he's in Los Angeles learning under Sean McVay, seems like he's ready for that opportunity.
Do you feel, Leroy, if you take somebody who has been with the Jets and his quarterbacks were Zach Wilson, a stint of Mike White, and then Aaron Rodgers on one leg, is that something we should hold against Robert Sala?
I'd take Kevin Stefanski.
You shouldn't because you guys signed Mike White to a deal. And signed a lot of former Jet players that
I would take Kevin Stefanski because for the most part the defense has been okay, right? The offense is what, and he's a good. I would say Kevin Stefanski is much better in game as far as you know making adjustments and stuff than Mike McDaniel.
Well, one guy's had. Couple of winning seasons. Robert Sala's never had a winning season.
Mm.
That too, Kevin Stefanski has and won a playoff game.
And he won a playoff game on the road.
With the Browns. Against Mike Tomlin.
Mm. Hey, listen, Browns and Jets are the same, man.
Seems like we everybody's racking those up.
Yeah. We'll what if Mike Tomlin becomes available?
Well, that changes everything.
That'd be great. Yeah. That'd be goosies. But does he
I
look
think
at
he
the
gonna go into
but
a kinda like, but, and but, raise hell.
Take a year off.
Yep.
You think take a year off.
No, I think he's just gonna do nothing.
I saw him
and
in Lamar
do TV.
Flirting.
Huh?
I saw him and Lamar
he's
flirting.
He's really with everybody.
He's always flirting with somebody.
Yeah.
Didn't you see the flirtation with sure. him and Aaron?
Sure did.
From a decade ago?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of creepy.
I saw Aaron Rodgers.
I bet you that bromance is gone.
Is there?
Oh,
any,
no, that's forever now.
Is anybody more miserable than Aaron Rodgers with his Scully while he's sitting on the bench?
Is anybody? More
oh, because he can't blame nobody but himself. That's the thing. He's looking to blame someone, and he can't.
Yeah, he can't.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Coming up, the damage is done, my friend. Next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. It's time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room, say where the damage has been done. I'll go first. You guys familiar with Carson Beck?
Yo, yeah.
Yeah.
About to be a national champion.
He is about to be a national champion. Had the game-winning touchdown drive. Had the game-winning touchdown in the Fiesta Bowl.
Yes.
A lot of people have been...
Oh, I know what you're going
to say. A lot of people... have been killing Carson Beck all season, dude. Oh. All season, saying he's not worth the money. Lane Kiffin, you paid him $4 million. And everybody's talking about SEC this, SEC that. Well, he left the SEC, and he decided, you want to know something, dude? You want to know you remember the SEC slogan, Leroy?
No.
It just means more. That's what they like to say. In the SEC. So Carson Beck, he took to a little thing we like to call Instagram, posted a photo of his game-winning touchdown with the caption, "It just means more." Because the damage is done, my friends!
It's done.
Sorry, SEC! Sorry, Dogs fans!
The damage is done, my friends.
Carson Beck's a win away from winning the whole damn thing. In the little old ACC, because it just means more, dude.
Can I piggyback off your Carson Beck?
Absolutely.
All right. My damage is done, Leroy, Tobin, J-Fig. Mm-hmm. It's Carson Beck's ex-girlfriend.
What?
Wait a minute.
The Cavender?
I think what you're going to refer to, because I already read your mind when he was talking. That I think that was fake.
I don't care. I'm going to go with it being real.
Which ex-girlfriend are we talking about?
Well, the one that broke up with him early this year.
I'm going to tell you something about this Carson Beck. If I can just say something. Can we turn the music down for a second?
Sure.
Can we just say something about Carson Beck? Yeah. Respectfully. Which is how he should be as a star athlete.
He looks like Stan from the Eminem video.
Can't deny that. But Carson Beck, horny.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Just saying.
There's nothing wrong with that. But here's what you're not going to do. Now, if it's fake, it's fake.
I really think it's fake.
But even though it's not, even if it's fake, it's funny. So I'm going to use it.
Okay.
Apparently, she texted back Mr. Beck and said, "I miss you and I love you and come back to me."
Mm-hmm.
And apparently somebody responded to her that wasn't Carson Beck. Might have been Abella Danger.
There's no way that's real.
I don't know.
I'm telling you,
no
I think it's
real.
You think it's real?
There's no way that's real.
I think it's fake. Sorry, that's what I said.
I think it's... Hey, listen.
I wish it would. They'd be funny, but there's no way that's real.
I'm going with it. It's real.
There's no way that's
real. Damage is done.
But here's the thing. While she, you know, whatever happened with their relationship, in a way, we still have to thank the Cavenders because... I forget which one he was with. Because she seemed to be a reason that he did...
One of the pretty
ones. It was a reason that he came here, was it not? So
exactly,
it was in one way. We should send him a ring. One of them, I don't know which one.
One of them.
One of them.
Motivation.
Yeah, just thank you. Thank you for sending him here.
I'm going.
Sorry, it didn't work out. That sucks.
Everyone is saying it's AI, dude.
It don't matter if it's AI. All right,
kind of does.
I looked into it.
It doesn't matter
because
it just goes back. It just goes back to the simple fact that, hey, listen, it don't have to be Carson Beck. Just in life.
No.
Once you make a decision, the damage is done.
The damage is done. That's
they ain't
true.
No spinning around the block on that.
JFA, why don't you give us damage while Leroy finishes
the
pizza?
Oh, no, I'm
ready. Oh, you ready?
Damage is done.
Okay, go ahead.
So, are you familiar with... I'm torn. I got to do it. Are you familiar with Aaron Rodgers?
I sure am. I sure am.
Time out. Why were you taking time?
Because I had two choices. both are in the same boat with me. Notre Dame or
said,
Aaron Rodgers.
But you already said Notre Dame already.
Okay. Before. So here's the deal. You throw some pop gun arm passes, and then he always turns around and yells at the player or the official, "They're hitting me! They're hitting my face!" Like, ah! And then on the sideline with the mope. Dude, I told you before the season, the damage is done. You're 40. Where do you think this is going? It's not going. You ain't walking off. You ain't. Aaron Rodgers start believing he could just show up somewhere and the team going to be much better. Nope. Guess what the Steelers were? Exactly where they were with Kenny Pickens.
Bum.
Kenny Pickett. But, you know.
But yeah, we get it.
Pickett.
Whatever.
This damage guy's is done. A bum.
Yes. Listen, he's not a bum.
Bum.
He's not a bum. But I got tired of us making him something that he wasn't at 40.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, he could be a contributor. He ain't going to be the reason why you win a championship. He's not.
So you're saying he's a bum. Got it.
No, I'm not saying he's a bum. Mm. I'm saying he's a player on a decent team that has done nothing.
I can't wait.
Better than he's done that they did without him.
I can't wait for the day they play golf and Aaron Rodgers is holding up Leroy.
He's taking notes.
Leroy's going to be in Costa Rica with Aaron Rodgers. High as a kite, Yogi.
Yeah, no, I can't wait for it. They're going to be at a golf course not knowing that they're playing. And then he's like, "Who's this guy taking forever?" And then he walks up to the hole. Oh, it's you.
Oh, it's you.
It's you. I'm trying to think. Have I ever come across a nemesis?
Hmm.
No, I haven't.
Really?
Yeah, and think about this. I played on a bunch of teams that had none but Ohio State players.
Yeah, you deal with your nemesis every day, bro. Technology.
What are you talking about?
He's right, though.
No, what? Are you getting up?
Jennifer, what damage is done for you besides the court system?
You guys, it's literally a crop top, too, so how is this professional? Anyway, I was going to try to keep it on topic, you know, before Leroy started throwing shade at Aaron Rodgers. The parking for the national championship.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's absolutely insane.
What happened?
How much is it?
$747.
For a parking spot?
A parking spot.
I better get that credential.
Plus that ticket that you're going to have to purchase
you're spending $2,000 just to get in the building. And you can't go tailgate without a ticket.
Exactly.
Parking. Oh, wait a minute.
And
you
that's
can't...
the cheapest.
So that's
ticket,
what people wanted
way.
To do. Mm-hmm. People wanted a tailgate if they couldn't get
in
the game.
Do the old Miami thing.
That's the whole. Yeah, that happens all the time.
I see one here that's for $4,000. Like, what is that?
A parking ticket?
A parking spot, yeah.
That's insane.
A parking
spot. You know how they're going to get you?
You're screwed because of Uber.
There's also not many available. Left. I don't even know if there is parking available.
Because it's all corporate.
They might have to. You know what? You might have to go to the Hard Rock Casino and park
and do the shuttle.
You might have to get those. Remember those? You ever go like walking to downtown and they got the guy with the rickshaw attached to a bike?
What, you go get him to take you from South Beach to the stadium?
No, I was gonna say from Tootsie's.
From the Toots.
Tootsie's bike rides.
Oh, that'd be great. That's just right down.
You'd make a killing.
You definitely just go down 199th. That's it.
What is wrong with y'all?
That's not bad.
You guys are insane.
They do that at, you know where they do that at? At Jerry's house.
Do they?
Jerry Jones? Yes. You park your car and there's a guy that rides around and he, like in a shuttle, and he brings you from wherever the park is.
Yeah, but that's included with the parking because the stadium's so big.
We pay $10 to tell buddy, hey, you know. Cycle along.
There's gonna be a lot of houses in Miami Gardens. They're gonna go no blocky. They're gonna make a killing.
Oh, sure.
Man, they might be able to pay their mortgage.
Yeah. $200.
Good for them.
$200. It's a deal. You're like, hey, it's a deal.
Five cars, $200. That's $1,000 right there.
Yep.
Killing. No blocky. Hey, can somebody tell me when was the last time you had no blocky with a one lane parking spot, 7 cars in the driveway? And you was actually not blocked.
Who's going to put on a fake vest?
Right?
Who's going to put on a fake vest and act like you can park at the Walmart? That's going to happen, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, with the sign? With the sign?
Oh, dude, there's going to be a lot.
With the sign.
Right
at the
sign.
No, with the little sign.
There's going to be all those intangibles from Indiana are going to get got.
Oh, man.
We can park over here. I don't know what they sound like in Indiana. But the point is, they're going to be duped into parking at the Walmart.
They're not country.
Oh, my God. Midwest.
I apologize.
Midwest. He's out here sounding like Clyde.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
Why'd you make me sound like an Ole Miss fan?
Yeah. What are you doing?
That damage is done. We'll take a break. We'll get you caught up with your headlines. Panthers win last night. Heat in action. Dolphins in search. Mario Cristobal on the Canes. Lots to get to. Back after this.
Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers, and more. With Tobin and Leroy and a dash.